Now, Brett Morris is on the line after this week retiring officially from the NRL. Brett, thanks so much for joining us on the Dead Set Legends.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Mate, it's an absolute pleasure. I was just hoping as a Rooster fan that you might decide to go through getting it all fixed and coming back about halfway through next year and winning it with us. But I suppose in the end, it was pie in the sky for us fans.
Yeah, mate, I suppose that would have been nice for everyone. But yeah, for myself personally, I think... you know, it's probably my body's way of saying that, you know, enough's enough. And you got to listen to signs like that. You know, I had a few niggles this year as well, but, you know, it didn't stop me from, you know, trying to play the way I wanted to play and play good footy. But, yeah, ultimately it was, you know, a decision that, for me, I felt quite comfortable making the retirement call. And, yeah, it's on to the next chapter now.
Yeah, exactly. And we can't wait to see what that next chapter is. And hopefully it is for us Chook fans at the Roosters. What a couple of years you've had, though, like to end up playing with your brother and to win a premiership and all that sort of stuff. It must have been what dreams are made of.
Yeah, certainly. And, you know, coming over to the Roosters from the Bulldogs, you know, I had a couple of lean years there. And, you know, I just wanted to prove to myself that I could still play at the highest level. And, you know, obviously when you come into a club like the Roosters that hold such high standards, you know, you want to perform well and you want to, you know, let them know that you're serious about your job and that, you know, you want to be part of that success as well. So for me personally, it was about, you know, really working hard and trying to gain those guys' respect and then obviously, you know, trying to play, you know, the style of footy that, you know, I knew I could. So, you know, the last couple of years for myself personally have been probably some of the best I've played in a long time. And you know, when you win a game of footy, it's always enjoyable. And, you know, we capped off the 2019 season there with a grand final win, which, you know, as a player, you're always chasing those goals. And, yeah, and see with Josh come the back end, you know, we started our careers together. And, you know, it's just nice to be able to finish at the same club as well.
Hey, B-Moss, it's Del, mate. Congratulations on a great career. And, you know, I'm so proud of what you've achieved and also your family. I was lucky enough to play with you at the Dragons. I had a really good bond with you and Jason Nightingale and Darius Boyd. And what you've done, you've changed the game. There's been Eric Groth, Jason Robinson, Gosset, Lloyd Akiri. But as a finisher and as a winger, I think you've been the king of the wing. But I think the mark of a person is the sort of bloke you're off the field. Everyone loves playing with you. And, mate, you've had a wonderful career. So congratulations, mate.
Cheers, Dale. Thanks, mate. Yeah, a long time ago that, you know, we were marking up on each other there at training sessions. Yeah. And I was just absolutely getting sledged by you. I wouldn't say a word back. I'd just score two tries on you and do it that way. But, you know, mate, it's, you know, you were one of my idols growing up, Del. You know, I'll probably never really tell you this because I know you get enough of this. But, you know, I used to love watching you play. And, you know, you used to score the tries. You had that showmanship. And, you know, I really, you know, I loved watching you play. It was just a shame you're a Queenslander.
Yeah, exactly.
But I've got to say this. Like, so even when I was at the Dragons, I had one more year to go. And in 2009, towards the end of that, Jason Nightingale was off the bench. And I was watching Darius Boyd, and I couldn't do what I did, and I was watching B-Moz do what he did, and I just knew it was time to retire. Mm. And it's funny, I retired and they win a premiership, so no problems, mate.
Yeah, I didn't want to say that, mate.
It's okay, mate, it's good.
Brett, it's you, Bolt. I mean, fantastic career, mate, 276 games. You've played under some incredible coaches. What are some of the pieces of, I guess, things that you'll remember from each of those coaches?
Yeah, look, they're all different in their own right. You know, obviously, you've played under some of the great ones of the modern era with, you know, Wayne, Desi, and now Robbo. You know, there's a couple other coaches along the way there as well, but they're the most sort of recognised coaches. And, you know, with Wayne was all about, you know, playing for your mate, you know, just going out there and the little things, the effort on effort that's required to win games. You know, it was never, you know, super technical with Wayne. It was always just go out there and do your job, do it well, and look after your mates. And, you know, with Desi, very, very technical coach. You know, you'd run out and you'd know your opposition better than they knew themselves. And then with Trent, you know, you get a really good mix of it. He's a very smart coach, but also a great people manager as well. And, you know, you sort of, you know, as a player, you take sort of the best parts of all of them and try and incorporate that into the way that you approach the game of football. And it's, I've been very lucky to be coached by all those guys.
B-Moz, look, I know it was hard to end the career the way that it did, but that moment in the sheds when you knew what had happened and then, you know, J-Moz, I love J-Moz too, but just that moment, we would never understand that bond that twins have, but all the hard work you've both done to get there, but it broke my heart.
Yeah, look, yeah, it was obviously a tough night. You know, you never want to, go down like that the way I did. But, yeah, I mean, I sort of knew probably there and then that was probably going to be the last time I was going to play, you know, rugby league with Josh in the NRL. And, you know, it's, yeah, we're brothers, we're best mates. We've, you know, been there the whole way, the journey together. It's, you know, since we're old enough to pick up a football, we've always been doing it together. So, yeah, I mean, it was very tough, you know, coping, you know, with that, knowing that it was going to be my last, but then just seeing the brother and the best mate, you know, it was the only family member I had up there, and just sort of, you know, letting it all go. And, you know, I'm not afraid to cry. I cry plenty of times, but, yeah, it was a tough moment, and just to have, you know, Josh there to sort of, you know, comfort me, that was nice.
Mate, well, beautiful. Speaking about beautiful. That, mate, it is beautiful, but what I do want to say is they all talk about, we know who his dad is, and Stephen, he's been a legend of the game, but what your mum has done for you in your career, the way that you speak about your mum, she's been so strong for you and obviously your beautiful wife.
Yeah, for sure, Del. Like, you know, mum, you know, she always used to drop everything to get us to where we needed to go for rugby league, you know, 4 kids, you know, pretty much doing it by herself. You know, she was amazing. And, you know, if I ever needed an honest opinion about how I was going, mum would tell me the truth. She didn't have to sugarcoat it. She told me how it was. And, you know, that's something that you always need, especially, you know, when you're playing at the highest level. You don't want people telling you, you know, what you want to hear. It's what you need to hear. And exactly. Mum was one of those ones that I could always go to for an honest opinion. And obviously the support of my wife, you know, you know what it's like playing week in, week out footy. It's a roller coaster ride. You know, you have a win, you're happy all week. You have a loss, you're grumpy all week. And, you know, they've got to deal with that as well. And, you know, they make a lot of sacrifices as well as you do, to, you know, for you to play the best you can week in, week out. And, yeah, without her support over the last, you know, 14 years, yeah, I probably wouldn't have had the career that I've had as well. So, both women are massive, you know, people in my life, and I appreciate everything they do for me.
Yeah, that's brilliant, mate. It's so lovely to hear that. And you're a part of the Triple M family. You went to the No BS lunch a few times, mate, so you know exactly what it's like to work here. We look forward to having a bit more of you around the corridors. Hopefully,
we need to get him in here. Mate.
You take your job. He's the best winger in the game. He took that off. Exactly. You might take your job off him as well.
I'm an entertainer. I'm different to B-Moz, you know.
Hey, thanks a lot, B-Moz. All the very best, mate. Appreciate your time.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.